Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, as I promised, I'm going to continue with my interview with Miguel, the naturalist who was with me when I toured the Galapagos Islands. Here he talks about the tours, so take a listen. Let's talk a little bit about some of the tours that one can take, because it seems as though from the tour, the itinerary that I have done, that you have a very set of specific places where you go, things that you can do, things that you see on each of the islands. But there is more than one itinerary.
We have like a 111 islands you see, and 115 with some islets you see. So we have many islands here. There are like 11 islands that people can go. It's, you know, the big ones that people can go and see. But there are like 90 or 80 boats, you see, that are allowed to go and, you know, and make a tour to the tourists. So if we have like 11 or 15 islands, the national park need to disperse, to organize, to control that in one island, in one anchorage, in one place, there's no more than two or three boats, because two or three or four boats in the same place, that you know, could be maybe not good for the islands, too many people on the island. So the national park, you see, try to disperse all the people, organize. And they are doing a good job, because on our itinerary, you see that we won't find more than three or four boats and a small boat. The big boats, that sometimes we have some few big boats for 100 guests, they go to other places that we go to, but when they go there, they go alone. It's the only single boat on that bay. It's very well organized. People don't know who organized, but when the tourists, when they go to the island, they figure it out, they realize that it seems to be somebody organizing, you see, the guys, the itinerary, and the boats.
Well, let's talk specifically about some of the tours. On each tour, we're going to see something different, right? So the itinerary that we're doing was itinerary A, and then there was itinerary B and C. So tell us a little bit about how the itineraries differ.
The Galapagos Islands, they are like 600 miles away from the mainland. That means 1,000 kilometers. And in one way or another, some species arrive here from the mainland, and in one way or another, they change a lot. They even evolve to different color. So what happened? When you come to Galapagos, one of our symbol is the giant tortoises. And then the second, you know, the second species that people see in the Galapagos, you see, as a symbol is the lanihuanas. But then besides that, you know, we have flamingos. And then people don't expect to see flamingos. And suddenly you see in one different island, you see penguins. People say, well, it's so hot and we have penguins here. And then you see, you think you have seen a lot with the penguins, and suddenly you see marine iguanas, big ones, 1.5 meters long, and then you see so many species, and then suddenly you see cormorants, flightless cormorants. Each island has its own variety of species that, if you go to one island, you may find a lot of wildlife, a lot of birds, but then you go another one, and then you figure out that you don't see any bird, but the landscapes are very striking. So what happened? Every island seems to be very, very different from another one. The islands are so amazing that one of our islands, Bartolomé Island, was taken for movies actor like Russell Crowe. He made a part of the movie Master and Commander. Master and Commander, 10 minutes of the movie, you see, was made here in our island, Bartolomé Island. So that's very interesting to see that Galapagos, you see, has taken also, because of his landscape, it has been taken, you see, to make part of the movie.
Well, you know, you mentioned the different animals. So on the itineraries then, because I know we've seen different animals on each of the islands, and then some of the same ones are on almost every island. I'm really enjoying seeing the sea lions. Tell us a little bit about the sea lions and what people can expect with the different animals. And we'll start with the sea lions, since that's my favorite.
Yeah, that's very interesting because, you know, I'm working here 20 years as a naturalist guy, and as the same way that the people come and see, they feel fascinated by the animals, I feel fascinated by the people, how they identify with with the species, the animal. For example, there's a lot of people, they really love the sea lions. You see, there are people saying, Miguel, I want to take a sea lion with me to my place where I live. I say,
I want to.
No, you can't do that. But when I see, you see, they take 20, 30, 50 pictures, you see, of a sea lion on every island, on every island. These people don't stop checking because the sea lions are very sweet, you see, are very tender, very tame, very curious. It's like a sea lion when see the people, because the people who come here, they know where they come. You know, they know that this is a place where there are animals, and the people who come here, they love animals, so the animals can feel, you see, this energy that people bring only love to them, and the animals are so tame. So sea lions, for example, Americans, the French, you see, they all love sea lions. But then we have the Germans. The Germans, I don't know why, you see, they love the marine iguanas. The marine iguanas is a black iguana with a big crest on the head, with a scary face, you see, but it's so tame, it's so sweet. But the Germans, I've seen how the Germans take 1,000 pictures of the marine iguanas. You see, other people love the albatross. You see, this is a market, a natural market for all kind of people that love their specific species of animals.
You know, people see pictures of the animals and the people, the tourists visiting, and it seems as though you can get really close to them. Is that true?
Well, you see, for me it's very interesting because we have rules here. The rules are 3 meters away from the animals. We try to protect the animals, see, and then also the people that sometimes the animals, the species we have here, not in a bad sense, they are living in a wild environment. So sometimes they may have some virus, bacteria, and we don't want to have the guests, you know, sick. The main reason is that we don't want to scare the animals, so we keep a distance. But you know, the animals here are so tame, so curious, that they come to you and they want to smell your shoes, they want to see your face, they want to see your camera. So sometimes it's so difficult for me to say all the time, don't get too close, because then I have to tell to the animals, don't go too close to the people, because it's the animals that don't obey to me. People feel fascinated, you know, about the species here. It's something, you know, magic between the guests and the animals, that you see it right when they get to the island, they are connected, you know, the sea lions with the guests.
Well, I can definitely attest to that, because you're absolutely right with that. I mean, that's one of the things that I'm finding, is that you feel this connection with nature. And you are, I mean, you're out in the wild, really, is where you are. You're in their home, but they're welcoming you in. There's no feeling of get back, you can't come, or you know that you shouldn't be here, but it's more of a welcoming feeling that you get here in Galapagos.
It seems to be like the species, they've been waiting for you, mm-hmm. or they know you already for a long time. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, for example, the animals are a little bit shy, you see, but when they realize, let's say in this way, that the species realize that you just want to take a picture of them, you just want to see them, you see, it begins, you see, a new relationship between the species that we have here with you until you are here on the Galapagos. Once you are leaving, you see, you take good memories from Galapagos, that, you know, in a small country, you know, in some part of the world, which is Ecuador, there are people that protect even a tiny bird, you know, which is maybe 5 centimeters, until a big whale, because that is our goal, you see, to protect the species here. Sometimes I realize that humans are not very friendly with the world, with the environment, because even a tiny worm is doing something to improve the nature. But we, that we are considering, you see, the superior race, you see, we are not doing the same thing like a little worm, you see.
Now that was great information. And when we come back, I'm going to continue again with Miguel. He's talking the whole show. So back in a few moments here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.